The municipalities of Sundridge, Strong and Joly have posted the results of a public engagement session on a potential amalgamation. The top concern? How would it affect property taxes? Jody Ball of J. Ball Consulting in Oakville says 180 people from all three communities attended the January 25th event and listed their questions and concerns. As well, an online survey found that of 255 people asked, about 210 cited higher taxes as their number one concern or reservation. About 60 other respondents worried amalgamation would bring about unequal service distribution, while another 20 had concerns about the impact amalgamation would have on road maintenance and infrastructure. Other concerns like loss of local identity, debt load, administrative complexity and the impact on local jobs were all lower on the list. Ball released the information to the restructuring committee via Zoom on March 3. The survey also asked residents what the three town councils should make their key considerations when deciding on amalgamation and tax impact was number two behind community opinions and needs. The actual cost to amalgamate was in third place. When Ball dug deeper into the results, they revealed residents were worried amalgamation would result in higher municipal costs with no improvement in services. In addition, there was a fear that loss of local identity of each municipality would dilute the unique character of each community. The public engagement session also indicated residents want to hear about successful and unsuccessful amalgamations in Ontario, with an emphasis on how restructuring turned out in rural municipalities. At the March 3 meeting, Strong Mayor Tim Bryson, who also chairs the restructuring committee, asked if people explained why they oppose amalgamation. They oppose it because they feel there'll be a negative financial impact on themselves and their communities, Ball said in response. They don't want to lose certain things and don't want to be in a financially worse place. The restructuring process has been going on for 6 years, and over that timeframe misinformation has found its way into the debate. For example, Bryson says a perceived notion he has run into repeatedly is that some Joly and Strong residents believe they will have to pay for Sundridge's sewers. Bryson says this would not happen and has made that statement several times. Ball suggested as a first step the committee share the January 25 public engagement results with the public, which it's now done by posting the findings on the municipal websites. Ball also suggested the committee answer some of the public's questions. Joly Cowan. Chris Nicholson asked, when dealing with that segment of the population that's already made up its mind about amalgamation, would the facts change their minds after getting them? Ball said she didn't know but believes people are looking for transparency with the process. She noted people have overwhelming concerns and have many questions they would like answered. A second public engagement is planned for sometime in the spring, and the goal is for the restructuring committee to answer as many questions as possible from the engagement session before that second meeting. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with NorthBayNipissing.com. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.